Battered and besieged by the 2011 twin storm event of Irene and Lee, Greene County is taking it on the chin when it comes to FEMA aid relating to the October 2012 visit from Hurricane Sandy. County officials acknowledge receiving a letter from FEMA at the end of January stating that, quote, damage to the dwellings in Greene County was not of the severity and magnitude to warrant inclusion in the aid program. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden.
There's two calculations that FEMA makes you go through. One is for publicly owned facilities, you know, your road systems, docks, or those types of things, and you have to have an accumulative total damage. That process we went through and we were approved because we did exceed a level of damage that is higher than the threshold. Then the second process is for personal property or residential property or even business property for that matter. And that has to go through the same process where you add up all of the damages and it must exceed a certain level of damage. That damage tally is based upon, you know, census data that's really convoluted, as you would, I guess, not be surprised by a federal government formula. So in this case, I believe that the personal damages did not exceed an accumulated total for all damages, because with Sandy, there really wasn't much damage. There was, the only damage we really had was along the waterfront due to the surge that happened at the same time. So that's, at this point, the reason why it was an accumulated total. However, there is an appeal process, and the county is going under the review process right now.
Greene County isn't alone. The state of Maryland was denied FEMA aid, even though it was declared a major disaster by President Obama and suffered $27 million in damage. And New Jersey residents were stunned to hear the federal government has rejected a request for a little more than $1 million in aid to restore the destroyed boardwalk in Ocean Grove. FEMA says the boardwalk does not qualify for federal aid because the Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association, considered a private nonprofit organization, owns it. Back in Greene County, Sean Groden explains the return to normalcy after Irene and Lee has been a rocky road.
FEMA has a rule where they don't reimburse for people who are in floodplains unless you have flood insurance, and most people can't afford flood insurance. So we have, I believe it's a total of about 38 or 40 homes that are going through a process now to be purchased by FEMA. It's a kind of a one-time deal. The home would be purchased, or the remnants of the home would be purchased. The final structures would be demolished, and the property would remain undevelopable for the future. FEMA does this because there are many properties that over the years, you know, we didn't talk about floodplains 20, 40 years ago like we do today. So FEMA takes it as an exercise where they can prevent the next storm damage from happening again, and so they have a process by which people can get purchased out of their homes. So the county is working with all these homeowners to go through that acquisition. It'll take some time, probably. We've been into it now for about 6 or 8 months. It'll probably take another year to finish it. Many of those homes are uninhabitable today, and this is at least one way for the folks to get compensation and then walk away from the property.
FEMA also denied several Florida communities assistance to repair $44.9 million in damage to infrastructure and beaches caused by Sandy. Several New York counties, including Ulster, Putnam, Orange, and Westchester, have been granted both public and individual assistance. Greene County was the only one denied individual assistance. $215,000 in public assistance funding is being distributed throughout Greene County. Calls to FEMA were not returned in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.